Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of September 23rd, 2023. My name is Penelope, and I'm your phenologist for this week. The National Weather Service issued a flood warning between Duluth and Two Harbors until 7 p.m. on Sunday, September 24th. Two Harbors received 5.2 inches near the airport. Hartley Park in Duluth received 5.38 inches, and 4.63 inches of rain was recorded by the McQuaid and East Pioneer Road from the weekend rainstorm. Approximately 60% of the maple trees in the school forest have started to change color. Mrs. Rolfe's class noticed that if the maple tree was exposed to a lot of sunlight, that tree would have changed color, whereas the trees in the shade still had green leaves. Aubrey thought that about 45% of the ground plants have started turning brown or yellow. On Tuesday, September 26, I, Penelope, saw a flock of 30 to 40 blue jays fly over my house, and Miss Urban saw 40 flying over the school forest on Thursday, September 28th. Aubrey has noticed more crows enjoying the apples falling from her apple tree. On Tuesday, September 26th, Miss Urban noticed a white-crowned sparrow in her yard. On September 27th, Eloise saw 30 geese flying over her house in a V formation after she got home from school. On September 28th, Miss Urban saw a small flock of yellow-rumped warblers, a brown creeper, and a winter wren in the school forest. This week, Miss Urban has been catching insects with Miss Camper and Miss Gallagher's first graders. They found pill bugs, brown centipedes, grasshoppers, and ants. Amphibians in our area are starting to go under leaves in the woods for the cold season. We have 7 kinds of frogs, 1 toad, and 2 salamanders in northern Minnesota. They use the leaf litter for protection along with the snow to get through the cold, even though parts of their bodies will freeze. 3 species of frogs, the leopard, mink, and green, winter in the bottom of lakes. Salamanders are also terrestrial in their hibernating and use leaves, ground, and snowpack to insulate their cold weather homes. They will use this protection along with the snow to get through the cold, even though parts of their bodies will freeze. Speaking of salamanders, Trevin saw a beautiful blue spotted salamander in his yard near his porch on Sunday night. When Mrs. Rolfe's class was doing stream study at Schmidt Creek on Thursday, September 28th, they noticed that there was less water in it than on Wednesday, September 27th, when Miss Jackson's class did stream study. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.